Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Tonight our topic's pretty interesting. It's what's really important in life. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm going to be talking with and interviewing Shireen Chadha in this segment. So, is there a meaning to life, or is it kind of a process? What's really important here?
I could just go at it with what is important to me. I don't want to presume that the same thing is important to everyone else. For me, that I have an aim in my spiritual path, mm-hmm. that every day that I am making progress towards that aim. Yeah. So both the things, that I have an aim and mm-hmm. I'm making progress towards the aim. And to be able to make progress towards the aim, I feel I need a few qualities to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so courage would be one of them. And let's say courage for me, everyone defines courage differently.
Sure.
Courage for me is I fall down, I get up. I fall down, I get up. I fall down, I get up.
Got it. So it's the courage to keep going even though you stumble or fall.
Yeah.
Good. Good. And what are some of the other elements that help you?
Determination, that I am going to reach that aim, that I have to have determination. That determination, not only that I'm going to reach the aim, mm-hmm. but that to reach the aim, I have to do a few things to be able to reach the aim. For example, in a journey, if I'm going towards a spot, I am going from point A to point B, I have to follow directions. So even on a spiritual journey, you have to follow certain directions. So my determination is to be able to follow those directions, because then I'll reach the right destination, because the destination is completely dependent on the directions you follow.
I see. So I'm hearing on one level, it's like very strong intention, but behind the intention has to be a process for getting there. Is that right?
Right. And it's not, determination is that there is this strong will mm-hmm. that I will do this.
That is the determination.
That is the determination.
So in that sense...
Not I'll try, I'll think about it, maybe today I'll do it, maybe tomorrow I won't.
Yeah. So this willpower is based on this very strong, somewhere I read willpower, it comes from want power of sorts, that if I want this, for you, it's this connection with the divine, with infinity
right.
of source. And in that, that is my determination to keep going in the courage. Is there anything else that goes with that?
I feel there's a third quality that goes
okay.
with it, and that's tolerance. Because on a journey, you're always going to get obstacles. Any journey,
right.
things will happen, the tire will break down, whatever it is,
yeah.
on a physical journey. So all of this will happen. People will come, people will not come, people will
right.
show up, not show up. And so that I tolerate whatever is happening around me, that there is equanimity in my being.
Is humor part of that or not?
Yes, it is.
Because you almost have to sometimes, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. I would think if something, supposed to happen, it rained on our parade or whatever the thing is.
Yes, so. Tolerance actually, for me, tolerance is inclusive of humor.
Yeah.
Tolerance is not like, let me tolerate this.
So it's not a suffering kind of tolerance.
Yes.
It's, let's work with this right
yeah,
now.
Right.
So I can almost hear some of the people saying, oh, yeah, I would be just so happy if I didn't have my job and my kids and my carpooling and sick parents or whatever the thing is. Do you have to give up all those things in life to be on the same path of going for this?
No. I feel no path should be requiring for you to give up anything. And the analogy I always give is of being a lotus. And the lotus is... the flower, apart from it looking gorgeous, it lives in the mud. It lives in a really dirty environment, in a pond, wherever
mm-hmm.
it is. But it's still a little high up. It's still there. It's still detached. So it's taking from wherever it is, and it's still blooming.
Aha, uh-huh. That's very nice. And thus the lotus and Buddhism go together with that. And
yeah.
I guess that's the basis of that.
The basis. And so for us, is the question was, should we be giving up things? No, it's like wherever I am, I have to learn to be a lotus.
So even if I'm being carpool dad or going on my way to a meeting, there is a quiet place that I can visit that helps me be in touch with the greater game.
Yeah, and the quiet place I feel should be inside us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, yes, it helps if I have a quiet room I can go to in the home, and if I make time in the morning and at night to be able to go there. But the quiet place is I'm able to really make it here.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a space there, I'm very comfortable with it, I'm very comfortable with myself in that space, and I keep revisiting it.
And that space is internal.
Internal space.
Not a room in the house.
Yeah, not a room in the house. So a room in the house helps, but if it's not there, that even if I have to go into the bathroom to do it, then I have to be able to do it inside.
Well, that raises the question for me then, the role of ritual in getting to where you want to be. Is that important to have a particular time where you get quiet each day?
It's very important. Even though this quiet space is internal and it's a matter of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
time is, the amount of time you give to change your consciousness is very important.
Okay.
So to at least start off in the morning and to end your day,
mm-hmm.
in silence, in that quiet space, is very, very important, and however you want your ritual to be.
So what would be the minimum time if someone says, I'll spend quiet time in the morning and in the evening?
I would say about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, but also that every hour about a minute each.
Ah.
Everyone can spare 1 minute in an hour.
Exactly, because we end up wasting more time when we're spinning our wheels or going through busy mind and the like, I would think.
Yeah.
So 15 minutes. Now, some people say, oh gosh, I don't have 15 minutes in the morning. Now, one
no,
could
but
argue.
You have to make time.
Well, is is that quiet time as good as sleep?
No, it's actually better. It's like having maybe an hour of sleep. 15 minutes of quiet time is having an hour of sleep. Because also, here we are talking about what is truly important in life.
Uh-huh.
If I keep making excuses for myself, I don't have time, then I'm really not really ready to even visit what's important in life. I'm just,
right.
you know, want to go through my life and that's it. I don't want to visit these deeper questions about myself.
So you can have progress or you can have excuses, but I'm hearing you can't have both.
No, excuses are really one of our greatest enemies.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that means the discipline has to be to drop the excuses why I can't do this.
Yeah.
And to make the commitment of sorts.
Right, right. And while making that commitment, that's where the determination happens.
Right.
That's where the courage happens.
Mm-hmm.
Courage and determination, I feel you can do anything. You
yeah.
can train yourself to do anything.
I can say as a parent sometimes, and also with my wife as well, say, well, if I take time for myself, I'm not giving it to the children in that 15 to 30 minutes. And I'm hearing this, that actually I can give more to my children if I am not a wounded person trying to make it through my day, if I'm not
right.
a victim of my own
right.
excuses. Is that
right.
is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I've noticed that when we don't give time, that we get upset, we get angry. So even the time we spend with our children
mm-hmm.
sometimes is counterproductive.
Yeah.
Because we're really upset with them, we're really angry with them, and it's not something that would really inspire them to be like me.
Exactly, or at least the ideal of me I want them to accept
yeah.
and be. Okay, so also though, as I'm getting to what's really important in life, do I have to weave my livelihood around that? In other words, do I have to change jobs? Is there a time that I would have to change jobs, for example?
It depends. If your job is really harming either people or the environment, maybe it's
mm-hmm.
time to revisit. But if it's not, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be doing whatever you could be doing and changing your consciousness.
If you're going into your job happily and in harmony, it seems like you might be productive in terms of achieving more.
Right. let's say if you go into your job happily, but it is doing harm to someone.
Yeah.
Then also, you can't have your happiness without other people's happiness.
Right. So if you're really taking from others, the Bernie Madoffs of the world, by definition, can't be happy within that. I mean, even before getting caught.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to get caught. I feel that there is an internal mechanism for karma,
mm-hmm.
and that works really perfectly. Is only when I give do I receive.
Mm-hmm.
And no one needs to be looking at you. No one needs to be keeping an account of what you're doing. You know.
Yeah. So by giving we receive. By forgiving, we get forgiveness. By respecting, we get respect. So all of these things are almost reciprocal, if not in the moment, in the bigger picture.
In the bigger picture, yes. And also in my own happiness.
Yeah.
You know, that I will, if I work it out in a way that I will be able to get respect. I will have respect for myself.
Mm-hmm. What's the role of love, unconditional love, in this? What's most important?
The role of love, I feel, is the being that I have to be love.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't, and also that love is an intrinsic quality of the soul. So I have to be what I am, actually.
So I started off this way, and some of the other interference might be getting in the way, but that's who I really am.
Right, that's who I really am. And also, the other thing is that when on the journey,
mm-hmm.
then I have expectations from people, I have judgment from people, I have judgment of people, or all of those things, then I'm not able to. I feel tolerance
mm-hmm.
is a form of love.
Yes, but that not I'm the able suffering to, tolerance.
Yes,
but,
the tolerance that I was talking about, that I'm able to give under all conditions.
Right.
And so when I'm able to give under all conditions and that I'm able to love,
mm-hmm.
then only will I be able to go towards my destination, my aim.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing on here is what's most important of all things is who we become in the process of doing all these other things. Is that sort of the accurate piece?
Right, or regaining what I originally was.
Yeah, we started off, I got it. So now it's not who we become, it's realizing who we are and easing into that.
Right, that there's divinity within me.
Yeah.
And that I'm reclaiming that divinity.
Which the unconditional love of self gets to be really interesting there, because that is loving God of sorts. The divinity that I receive from God is what I'm hearing you say.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. Right.
And so within that, loving self isn't an ego thing so much as it's an acceptance that I am part of all good things and all good things are part of me. That's a nice way to go through life.
Yeah, you know, one thing though, that like I started off with saying that I cannot presume that this is important for everyone.
Right.
But I was trying to give the qualities that would make whatever is my
right.
aim. But people really should revisit what is it that they want.
What is really important.
What is really important. Take time to reflect on these things, because I feel times are very delicate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. You know, there was an earthquake in Haiti, there's an earthquake in Chile, there's an earthquake here, there's an earthquake there. It could be here anytime, because no one is exempt from whatever is going on. And so we have to be able to really sit and revisit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, one thing, that is one, is ask myself the question, what is important to me? And the second question that I have to ask myself is, what are the vices that are really bogging me down?
Aha. What are the hang-ups I'm creating in my environment and in myself?
Yes, and not blame anyone else, but really look at the self honestly and say, this is what is bogging me down.
Mm-hmm. So this self-reflection then leads to better self-acceptance and probably better action within those around us. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
So, when you wake up in the morning, do you ask yourself what's most important right now?
It's kind of natural now,
mm-hmm.
because I am very clear about my aim these days.
Yeah. So maybe that's it, to realize who we are, realize where we're going, and the process of enjoying the ride there.
Right.
Good. That sounds like the most important thing there is. Thanks, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Good night.